This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Commissioner Rob Manfred on the ESPN broadcast last night basically says get ready for realignment and the end of the American and National Leagues as we know them.
I think if we expand, it provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel. And I think our postseason format would be even more appealing.
We're talking about
and we can save
West,
a lot
teams in the East.
Save a lot of money on travel.
Yeah, that too.
Hey, you forgot to say that, I guess.
Right. Well, he's I don't foresee
the Mets and the Yankees in the same division.
That's what Evan's saying.
Howie
he said guaranteed.
And Howie as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they're all saying.
Sure, sooner rather than later. I don't like it, but apparently we're just going to have to get used to
so
it.
So it would be like the Metro Division in hockey.
Something like that, yeah. And, their playoff format would be something similar. And his point was like, you know, this way we don't get like an Angels-Red Sox first-round series where, you know, if it's a late start on the West Coast, you're taking the East Coast
people
out of it.
Well, that makes sense to me.
So that's where they're looking to make it
geographical. So basically, forget American League and National League. It would be East and West?
Something like that. Yeah, I don't know
what they call the divisions.
But apparently,
I mean, call it like let's see, the Babe Ruth division, the Hank Aaron division.
Great.
What would you call it?
I don't know.
This will all be part of the upcoming collective bargaining talks. That I'm sure.
Barry Bonds division, the Roger Clemens division.
Right. Exactly.
Sammy Sosa
division.
Yeah, great.
We want to eliminate travel.
God, when he talks with that upstate accent, tries.
It's got to be a Nolan Ryan division, right?
Thinking geographical with the travel. It's things we've looked at. But we continue to look at things like travel.
Well, let's
say they're going to have a lockout probably for the first, you know.
So how many games did the Mets and Yankees end up playing?
I mean, he didn't break down the structure of the games, but, I mean, they're looking to keep the travel less. So, you know.
You could have Boston. Let's see.
I hooked him. I didn't mean to. I thought it was going to be quick and we'd move on, but he's into it now. All right,
travel.
You want to talk about accents?
You know what? I like it.
Here we go,
do
accents.
You? Yeah, why not?
You good?
All right.
Off of Friday night's debacle, that being the Met loss where they scored 9 runs, Joe Beningo was in a mood with his Saturday morning show. He found a caller to vent with. This is a young man I think you guys have heard from before. You'll know the caller name.
888-808-1019. To the phones we go. Ross in Bergen County to start us off. Hi, Ross.
Joe, what's up, man? I hope you're doing all right with the gout and everything.
The gout, I'm over the gout, but I'm not over my baseball team. I am so damn disgusted this morning with this team, I can't tell you.
All right, so they would bond over that. They start spitballing about the Mets, you know, issues, flaws. They're in agreement on a lot of it. Other aspects, not so much. Next thing you know, the entire segment's, it's gone. 13 minutes later. And Ross is basically co-hosting with Joe, who finally had to shut him down.
Right. He could use the body, no doubt, but the production wasn't there. You know,
Ross, I got to stop you. I gave you a lot of time. We got to go because I got to break.
Thank you so much, man.
All right, go. Hey, Ross, hang in there, bro. All right, hang in there.
Only thing missing was all the love. 13-minute phone call.
Hang in there?
Yeah.
Was something wrong with him now, too?
Yeah, the Mets.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yes.
Oh. I thought he had some sort of ailment as well.
13 minutes. 13 minutes? Yeah, 13-minute phone call.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
That's got to be some kind of record.
I mean, Ross, I think, fashions himself as a, you know, future member of the business. So he's into it. So they, you know, they basically did a whole segment together.
Ross, I got to let you go. I got to do a break here.
Yeah, right.
He always loves telling you exactly what the rest of the show would be set up with.
Yeah, right.
We'll take a break. You'll hear commercials. We'll come back. We'll do a say. We'll talk about this. Then we'll have an update. Then we'll come back again. Then you hear some more commercials. And then at 12 o'clock, we'll have Sweeney Marty on. Yeah, anyway.
All well. Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Yankees complete the sweep of the Cardinals, 8-4, four runs top of the ninth. Luke Weaver goes five outs for the win. Yanks are off today. They visit the Rays for two in Tampa beginning tomorrow. Now, we talked about Giancarlo Stanton early on. He did pinch hit Sunday. He walked after not playing Friday and Saturday. Apparently some soreness from being in the field the last, you know, week or so with Aaron Judge DHing, or maybe something more, which you guys felt this morning. Former Yank Clint Frazier setting the table here on his podcast.
Here's the other thing with the Yankees that is kind of fascinating, because I've never understood why they do this. They drag out injuries where they don't tell you what's really going on. They drag them out.
Now, we've certainly seen that in recent years where that's been the case, where they'll downplay and then it turns out to be something more. And he said even more so with the star players like a Stanton. There'll be more mystery about that, at least publicly. So specifically with Stanton right now, he's got his antenna up.
Boone's saying that Stanton's having a hard time recovering after three straight days in right field, and he's been on the bench for two straight days. That to me sounds like something happened, and it's a soft tissue injury probably.
There you go with that soft tissue. So hopefully not the case. He did get into the game Sunday, but
maybe it's elbows.
The tennis elbow's back.
Yeah,
double tennis elbow for him. Never know.
I mean, he actually had to throw the ball.
It's true. He was talking that.
Imagine a baseball player having to throw the ball.
He even was talking that while you guys were gone about, like, you know, I really enjoyed being out there and, like, picking out a glove in the stands and trying to throw it so that they didn't have to move their glove. Like, he was into it.
Yeah, it's good.
And he was swinging the bat well.
I wish he would play more.
Well.
General soreness.
Struggle for him. All right. You referenced this as well. Edelman and Gronk on the Dudes on Dudes podcast.
Dudes on Dudes.
So this was Edelman placing the call to Brian Daboll ahead of the Giants' upcoming season.
I
here.
Thought Nathan Lane hosted that one.
Dudes on Dudes. Anyway, it's Gio Lane's back in his chair.
I just talked to Daboll. God. I just called him. Yeah. He goes, "What do you?" Just talked to Daboll. I just called him. He goes, "What do you need?" I go, "I don't need anything. I just want to see how you're doing." He's just excited for the season. The same guy always, and that's like a strength right there. Giving the running back away, he goes, wins the Super Bowl, this, that, you know what I mean? There's been a lot of stuff for him, and you would never know. And that's just the kind of coach he is.
All right, so first of all, those little sounds is because they chopped up the stuff from the podcast.
Yeah,
I didn't
put
that
in
there.
A full sentence together.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Come on.
So like you said, Dable's, you know, one of their guys from Patriot Land back in the day, so they're maybe not the most, you know, neutral observers when it comes to him, but here was the over-under conversation between the two of them as far as Giants win total for the upcoming season.
What's the over-under wins this year for the New York Giants?
Before I hear Vegas, I would say 8.5.
I was going to say 8.
Vegas has 5.5? Oh, I'm taking over all day.
I'm going over.
So they both like the over. There you go.
All right. I mean, have they looked at the schedule?
Probably not. No.
I mean, you know, that's one of the reasons why the Giants are where they are, plus another new quarterback. So I think they're going to go over, but I wouldn't be like, you know, screaming 8.5 or 9.5. We never.
No.
Even with all the changes, I mean, it takes time for a team to, you know, gel.
If they win 9 games, that's a miracle in my eyes. If they win 9.
They're going to be more competitive, though. That you can tell.
I mean, if it's a winning season for the Giants this
year.
That'd
be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it really would.
You never know. I mean, like, you know, could Jaden Daniels fall into C.J. Stroud trap? Who knows?
Yeah.
It could happen.
It could happen.
Is the Micah Parsons situation with the Cowboys going to rectify itself?
Mm-hmm. Also a good question. A little Super Bowl hangover for the Eagles. We're going to spend
that there's no hangover there. They'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Very good. You know, also is fine. Scottie Scheffler. He wins again. BMW Championship. The chip in on 17 as he overcomes Robert McIntyre, who was left feeling a little frustrated after his round and not winning.
Look, he's a better player on the day. Yeah, I'm just really pissed off right now.
What do you see as kind of improvements you feel like you need to make?
I mean, right now, not a clue. I'm not. Right now, I want to go and smash up my golf clubs, to be honest with you.
It's a familiar
feeling.
It's
not the golf clubs, dude. It's you.
Wow. Okay.
It's not.
I mean, he's had an excellent season.
That's
it's
what
not
I'm
like
saying.
He finished dead last or anything.
But he wasn't
like that.
Blaming his clubs. He was frustrated.
Right. Frustrated, exactly. Yeah. Similar for Xander Schauffele.
He doesn't have a club sponsorship.
Yeah.
Sure, he does.
I didn't take it like that.
I'm with Gio 100%. He's not blaming the clubs. It's just what you do. You're frustrated. You know, you slam a club here or there, right?
Yeah.
Xander Schauffele will miss the Tour Championship for the first time. Here he was assessing his performance afterwards.
I mean, everyone out here is trying really hard, you know? There's nothing worse than trying your hardest and playing like ass. So it's the worst combo. And, you know, some of us do it, some of us don't. But been a while since I have. And I did it for a few weeks now, and it sucked.
And so
I mean, that's a hard point to argue. I mean, there's nothing worse than trying your hardest and then playing like ass.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, well.
And there's one of your Ryder Cup guys.
Yes.
But I mean, he's got to be on the team.
He will be on the team, which led to the question, all right, so you're not going to play in the Tour Championship. You got some time off. How do you, you know, how are you going to reset?
What does a reset look like for you personally?
It's not golfing. That's pretty simple, yeah. Not golfing. Try not to think about golf. Hang out at home with my wife and my dogs, and don't even look at the clubs.
See, one guy's, you know, slamming his clubs, the other's not going to look at the clubs. You got to get away from it sometimes. It's the way it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.